Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now, the Shannon in the Morning Big Show podcast.
In case you didn't know, it's Military Brats Day.
Yay.
I'm a proud member of that club. You know, the guys in America, a band that had the Horse with No Name and all that, they were Army brats,
were
too.
Were they really? They're
service brats.
Wow.
Yeah, there's a whole book about it, about how screwed up it gets you.
Yeah, you know, I really got to hand it to folks like you and my brother's kids because you know, I mean, you're moving, and it really takes a toll on you socially.
But also, doesn't it, in some respect, and I'm not trying to be glib here, I mean, it makes you a stronger, more resilient person, doesn't it?
I guess.
Sometimes.
Yeah, it's supposed to. But the thing about it is you got to remember now it's cool, you know, to tell people, you know, bullies are bad. But back when I was a kid in school, they had bullies everywhere, but I didn't get bullied, believe me.
They were given awards back then.
I was kind of a violent young man.
You were?
Well.
Really? Were you a bully?
No, I wasn't a bully, but if somebody bullied me, I would, you know.
Hand it back.
I was in a couple of, you know, I wasn't a tough guy, but I certainly could defend myself.
Oh, okay.
Because I got used to it because nobody was very nice because you move around. You're always
the
new kid.
You're the new guy, yeah.
I was always the new guy.
See, I was the new girl my senior year in high school, and it was fun.
Oh, yeah.
Because all the guys had dated all the other girls, and they were like,
hey. They already ran through them. We got a new one in here.
Didn't they write a song about that?
Yeah. I think
the new girl in school. Yeah, but it's funny. I actually went to 18 different schools before, including my senior year.
Oh, my gosh.
And it was so terrible because we went to Catholic schools, and when I moved, you couldn't get in a Catholic school right away.
No.
So I'd be in a public school.
Where you were a genius.
Yeah, I was a genius. And then I'd go to a Catholic school where I was a dumbass. Because the Catholic schools were always ahead of the public schools.
Right. So what made you leave in your senior year?
Stupidity.
Oh. So that was your dumbass period?
That was another dumbass. But I decided I already knew everything I needed to know, so I decided I was going to go be on the radio somewhere.
And didn't stick around for the diploma.
No, I didn't need that.
Was 18 a common number, or were your moves excessive?
I don't know. I think a lot of kids didn't move around. My dad got transferred, and sometimes if he went overseas, we'd stay with my grandmother, who lived in a horrible part of St. Louis.
Mm-hmm. Plus, you were waiting to get into other schools, so
right.
You would go
so
one
you'd
place.
So you'd move back and forth.
Yeah.
Ours was complicated by that factor.
Yeah.
But I don't have any friends from that era.
Yeah. Well, you didn't stay around long enough.
I hardly
have any friends from my senior year. As much fun as I had, I wasn't there long enough to really put any bonds down, you know, with anybody. Because it was one year, and that was it.
It's kind of weird. But anyway, like I said, they have a book about it.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody gave me the book, and I read it. And I tell you what, I wasn't that screwed up till I read the book.
Now you know how screwed up.
It's got all the things that you're supposed. You ever do that? You read something, you say, "Yeah, that's me."
That's me. I'm a mess.
Yeah, I got ADD and everything, man. I got it all going, but it was just weird.
Yeah,
you know, they have a study where they take these kids in and try to because they're afraid of commitment.
Well,
because
fortunately, you had a warm, supportive dad to help you through
it. Yeah, I had a great dad. Thank you, Patty. 7:37. Now, you mentioned Florence Monaco in my morning epistle from John Elliott.
I got to tell you, Florence Monaco, I had to go to the Eye Institute of Essex because my eyes were all jacked up last week.
Right.
So Florence Monaco checks you in, and she said what I thought was the nicest thing anybody had ever said to me before I thought it through. She said, "Wow, you look like John Elliott's son."
Oh, no.
And I thought, wait a minute.
That's a two-edged sword.
So sweet. But then, how old must I look on TV to have a son as old as me? So I had to think that through, and I just took the drops and left.
Where does Florence work?
Florence Monaco at the Eye Institute of Essex, and she and they all love you guys in Channel 2. So
thank you very, very much. Back to work Monday, Scott, Patty, John, and of course, Brad Blanks drops in this morning.
Good morning. Yeah, hey, how you doing?
Hi, Brad.
Hey, John, how are you, buddy?
Now, here's the deal, John, so you understand this. I work with some younger fellas here, and they were very excited about the new movie in theaters this weekend, and they decided that they went to see it.
Yes.
Avengers, Infinity War. And I came in this morning, and first person I ran into was Louie, our executive producer.
And?
He was extremely distraught. He was the one who told me how quiet the theater goes at the end of the movie.
Don't tell me anything.
What do you think? You're working with a rookie here?
I don't know. I mean,
so Brad,
you're my Iron Man.
Brad's son, who does our movie reviews, was talking to his dad about doing a review of The Avengers. Brad took him to see the movie.
That's right, yeah, and he wanted to put in a formal apology to Scott that he cannot do a review for him on this occasion.
Why?
He understands.
He's too emotional and angry.
So I had a question. I had a question for Brad and Louie. We had to leave the control room.
Darn Skippy, you did.
And go to a quiet room as we discussed it, because I haven't seen it, but I'm not going to see it. I'm not a comic book movie guy. So I still was. I had a curious question, and they pretty much, well, they couldn't answer it.
Yeah, but Scott got a bit emotional when we filled him in on
cry?
A few points. Yeah,
he cried.
I didn't cry.
You did so. Your eyes are all red.
Over a comic book movie.
You got emotional,
Scott.
Who's gonna
take Trish if you don't go?
Don't start that rumor. But anyway, even I am not a comic book movie guy, knows that this is a big deal, but we just can't talk about it.
Not
right.
Nope.
But did it make any money?
Yeah, it did fine.
A little bit. Radio.com.
Radio.com. Show number 932. Big shout out to Bob McGovern and his wife Margaret. They listen to us in Avon, New Jersey. Their daughter Peggy. As longtime friends with our friend Margaret Marion, who works here at the station.
Yeah, sure. Right.
Margaret's director of HR.
Love her.
Be careful.
Yeah. If you see anybody or hear anybody calls you in for a meeting and Margaret Marion sitting there.
Look out, baby.
That's bad news.
No, I mean, she's very sweet.
Oh, she's okay.
But she doesn't pull her punches, that's
for sure.
But
she's the HR person, so if you're getting bagged and you come into a meeting and she's
sitting there.
Don't bag me, Margaret.
Can you say bagged, or do you have to go to HR now?
Do you have one of those
people over there? Oh, yeah, Kathleen Kelly, same thing. Sweet as can be, but you avoid her like the plague.
Yeah, when you walk in and she's got an envelope in her hand or a folder, you're dead. You're gone.
Yeah.
That's it.
Please, sit down. Oh, no.
Okay. 8-11, then they send all your stuff out in a box. You know what I
mean?
All your stuff comes in a box, pictures of your family and all that. It is exactly 8-12 as we check in with our special guest today. She is a wonderful lady, a young lady who I've known for quite some time, Miss Deborah Norville, ladies and gentlemen.
Good morning, Mr. Shannon and company. How are you?
I think everybody's doing fine because we haven't been called into Margaret Marion's office today.
Yeah, man. Be nice to her.
Do you have one of those over at Inside Edition?
Well, we do, but they're in a different building, so we don't see them that often.
Oh, good.
That's a good thing.
That's
but one
best
time
place.
I did get called in, and my boss was sitting, this was many years ago, my boss was sitting there, the head of security was there, and the production manager, and I thought, oh my God, what have I done? The boss is going to fire me, the security guy's escorting me out, and this person is the witness. Turns out, I had a stupid stalker. The DA's office, it was Bob Morgenthau at the time, had called and said, there's a guy who thinks he's stalking Deborah Norville, but it's actually the wrong person. But when he figures out that that's the wrong one, and he really wants to find Deborah. He's going to find her. Uh-oh. And so what they told me was, we insist on driving you to work. I'm like, yes!
That's wonderful.
So I mean, darn.
This idiot had the wrong Deborah Norville?
He had a different blonde who worked in television, but it wasn't me. But he was sure
he thought it was you.
And she said, I'm not Deborah Norville. Go away. And she finally got the DA's office involved, and that's when they reached out to me. So I went from thinking, I'm being fired, and I honestly don't know what I've done to deserve this, to I hit the jackpot, and I get somebody to drive me to work. This is awesome.
Man.
Sometimes, so, no, the HR person's never been a problem for me, thank the Lord.
That is great. Well, Inside Edition, tonight, 7 p.m., CBS 2. You always have something... you never know what to expect on the show. Sometimes
I think that's that's why we're still around. So you know that commercial that's all over TV, the Flex Glue, where the guy glues a couple of cement blocks together and then he lifts 1,000 pounds. Well, we wanted to see if it actually works, so we basically reenacted the Flex Glue test, and we had a structural engineer helping us to make sure we were doing it right and explaining why it was either working or not working. You got to watch the show, but you'll be surprised.
No, you're not going to tell me.
It works.
Yeah, no, I'm going to tell you because I'm that kind of person. I'm nice that way. But what I'm going to tell you is you got to watch the show tonight at 7 to know exactly the way to put it on. Because the first time we tried it, we didn't do it right, and it didn't work. And we thought, well, that's no good.
Got a big lawsuit coming down on Deborah Norville.
No, because we fixed it. We read the fine print. It's really, really tiny. Mm-hmm. But you read the fine print, and it does tell you what you need to do. But most people don't do that. We just squirt it with boom, we go. So watch that. It's really very interesting.
I got no stalker, but I got a Flex Glue lawsuit coming down.
No. We are blameless, darling.
There was one I saw. Some guy would have had a helmet on, and remember that they would pick him by a crane?
Right, and pick him up, and he'd hold on to his helmet.
You know, that goes under the headline, you can't fix stupid.
Right. Well, what about tomorrow's show?
This is interesting.
You get a little more serious, don't you?
Yeah,
we do. And I got to say, this is something I've never worried about before, but tomorrow we're going to give you one more thing to worry about. And that
that's what I was thinking.
Because we're here to serve, right?
Now I got to worry about my dentist.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people are afraid of the dentist anyway because they don't like the sound of the drill. They're worried about pain. Now we're going to encourage you to worry about being sexually assaulted because this is the story of a dental office where a number of women turns out to have been sexually assaulted by not the dentist but the dental assistant. And incredibly, it's because they were under the anesthesia. They were having, you know, oral surgery done. And incredibly, the dentist whose office this was had installed cameras for the express purpose of making sure that his patients were safe.
And never looked at the video, probably, because he didn't think there was anything wrong.
Bingo.
Yeah.
Was it a male dental assistant?
It was a male dental assistant, and...
you men.
This is a weird world. It happens everywhere. Everywhere and
everybody.
Every way. Yeah. But when the video was looked at, they realized, oh my gosh, a number of women, and most of the victims didn't even know they'd been assaulted until the police came and showed them the video.
How'd the woman find out? How did she know?
When the police came. But the dentist looked at the footage. Remember that camera I put up?
God's sake.
Oh, my gosh, is right, yeah. And, of course, we're talking about the White House Correspondents' Dinner and Michelle Wolf's presentation, which, as far as I can tell, went over like a lead balloon. I was not there. And I got to say, I got to hand it to Sarah Saunders that she just sat there and was gracious and... I'm sure it was really, really painful for her, and I feel bad for her. Nobody should. It's awful enough to have to be in a job where you work literally 24/7. She's got young children. She has a marriage. Mm-hmm. She has no personal life because she's constantly doing the people's business as the White House spokesperson. And then she gets all dressed up and goes to this nice party, and boom, finds out she's the butt of the joke.
Yeah, gets attacked for her looks. I think we can do better than that.
Michelle Wolf is saying she didn't criticize her appearance, but. I don't know. I heard that line about the smoky eye.
Yeah.
I thought that was a personal thing.
You know,
burning the facts and using the ash to put her makeup on.
Yep. Yeah.
That doesn't sound like a compliment.
It sounds like she said she was burning the fat.
Really?
I thought when I first saw
facts.
It.
I thought it was facts. F-A-C-T-S.
It is. Yeah, that is.
No, I'm just saying it sounded like she was really being really
going
mean
after
her. Yeah,
weight.
And then she compared her to one of the scary people on, Handmaid's Tale.
Yeah, right.
I don't know. y'all were raised the same way I was. My mother always said, you know, you'll never go wrong if you'll always be a lady, and you'll always be a gentleman.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if you're a gentleman and a lady, chances are your life will be fine.
Well, the strangest thing about it was not many people laughed the whole time she was up there. It wasn't.
Well, you don't dare laugh because there are cameras everywhere. You guys have probably been to this thing or at least, you know, watched it. There are cameras all over the room getting reaction shots.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're a guest at this thing, it's just as stressful as, well, maybe not quite as much as being the butt of the joke.
Yeah, zoom in on you.
They're going to zoom in on you and you're going to accidentally be laughing and you're going to be tortured for that for the rest of eternity. So you just sit there as though you've gone deaf and can't hear anything. It's uncomfortable on both sides of the equation, if you ask me.
They're talking today about possibly stopping it.
Yeah.
I don't think they will.
And that's unfortunate because
it raises
a lot of money
yeah.
for journalism scholarships.
Yeah.
And that's a really good thing. We need good, talented, well-trained journalists in this country. We'll never have too many of those. So I would hate to see that fundraising effort disappear. You know, it's not that hard to behave.
She is Deborah Norville, Inside Edition, weeknight, 7 p.m., CBS 2. You are a lady, and we love you, Deborah. Thank you so much.
I love you back. Thanks for having me.
See you later.
Bye.
Bye.
You know, one thing about that, I've been a couple of times to that party.
Yeah.
And you don't know who you're going to see.
Yeah.
I mean, they have so many stars
at
that
thing. Oh, it's filled with,
yeah.
And all different walks of life, sports stars, movie stars, TV stars. It's crazy who you're going to run into. And they're just, you know, they go to the restroom like you do, and they stand back in the back. They're every. No, I'm just saying it's weird.
Eat the rubber chicken.
You don't know who you're going to run into.
Right.
I looked up one time, and I'm standing next to Michael Douglas.
Ooh.
What?
Yeah.
Didn't Don Imus get in trouble once for something he said?
Not there. Did he get in trouble there?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Imus yeah, yeah. I forgot about that one.
Yeah. It's got a long history of people saying inappropriate things, and it's almost like they try to do it just to make headlines the next day.
Sure. They get a lot of attention.
A friend of mine was there, and they didn't show all this, but she used the P word liberally and dropped numerous F-bombs.
Well, now everybody knows her name. Not that many. Not as many knew it before. So.
Yeah.
That's a point.
She's famous as an unfunny comedian.
Well.
This is the Shannon in the Morning Big Show podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.